Red leather, yellow leather. Hey, big cover today. Cover in the back. Can you hear me? Cover in the back.
Gosh, so many people.
Are you guys on inside or outside?
You're the noggin.
Like outside, generally. Maybe just read the mission because I don't really know it myself. So the Edom Zomen are doing here, Bekitzer, is they're messing over the Malve. Why? Because the Malve, sorry, they're messing over the Lova. Because the Lova wants to pay back the money in 10 years. He says, that's how long I have this loan for. I have it for 10 years. And the Edom Zomen are coming and saying, no, you owe it right now, you owe it in 30 days. So making him miss out on a lot of time that he would have had with his money, he has much less time. He has 10 years less worth of time. So however much amount that time is worth, that's how much the Edom Zomen have to pay. That was the Hazama, that was the Harsha. So, and that's the way the Torah understands it. Right? The Torah understands it that he would have had X amount of time with money, and you somehow evaluate that amount of money. But the Ramban doesn't like that way of understanding it. He says, you have a Yushalmi that says if you give money to an investor, it's like a stockbroker kind of thing, and he doesn't invest at all. The money just sits in his wallet, right? And then you come back a year later and say, did I make any profit? He says, no, I didn't invest. It was just sitting in my wallet. And he gives it back to you. Yushami says that's not a hezek by the stockbroker for doing that. The only thing you missed out on was a year of holding that money. You didn't get to hold that money for a year. So it's just time. So you're putter. So clearly we see from the Yushami that just time is not something you can be chayav for. Rather has to be a real hezek that's more tangible. We also see this case come up in the Ktsos, right? The Ktsos quotes the Rambam. So maybe you could say the Ram also holds like the Torah, right? But Ram doesn't use the exact case, but he just says if the Malva and Lova are having an argument about when the loan is owed, you could use the same numbers to say, right? The Malva says, you owe it to me right now in 30 days. Lova says, no, I have 10 years, right? So since the Malva is collecting it, we say one aid can make the Malva have a shvua that really it's in 30 days, right? He's the one who's collecting it. He has to bring the Raya. So the Malva can make a shvua that really... I should get the money right now. I should get the money earlier in 30 days. So says, where we see it, meaning this isn't just stam. If the aid is causing the malva to make a shvua about the time, clearly time is something important. It's not just something stam that we don't look at. We're having a whole court case about when the lova owes the malva the money, clearly time is something that is chashuv, right? So says, where do we see this? So he quotes the Ma'arit on this Rambam that says that the Makar is our Mishnah, right? Clearly, again, our Mishnah also, we see time is important. We see that 30 days and 10 years makes a big difference. Then the Edom Zomen have to pay money for that. So the Rambam is in the camp of the Torah, right? The thing that the Edom Zomen are paying here is just the time is worth. But Ktsos also has the Shaila from the Yushami that you're just giving money to the stockbroker, just time. He says, just like there's Potter, so too here is Potter. He also has some more Shailas. He says, a Shaila regarding Shavuos. He says that you only can make someone chayav in a shvua and davar shebegufo mamon, he says. I don't know exactly what that means, but it's that. It's again something more tangible, not just something about time. That's not grama. What does that mean?
We spoke about grama being a reason for the Ramban and the Ksos and the Ritva. But the reason they say is that this is just grama ba'alma at the end of the day. So when you really look at it, they're not actually causing any damage.
But isn't that just like Dushan? That's like Dushan, Michelle.
It's like
Dushan. Is that the same thing, davar shebegufo mamon? The same thing?
I think it's along the lines of grama.
Along the lines.
Yeah, it's grama, yeah.
And the Ribba also brings another Shaila, the Ribba brings another Shaila that's not immediately the Kates, right? We say by Ma'anus Kuhuna, by Chalal, that the reason that you can't make the Amazon pay for the Chalal is Ma'anus Kuhuna that he's losing out on is because it's going to add on every year. It's not a set amount. It's not, you can't slap a number on it, right? So too, you can't slap a number on 2 months worth having money. It's not immediately the Kates. And here's another Shaila, by we, I mean the Ribba, that we say Gzela, you pay Kashasa Gzela. So they still right now. You pay the amount right now. You don't pay the amount of time that you would have been. That, yeah. So the Ritva, what?
The Lashon also they said
that. The Lashon, the Mishnah is not Mashman this way. I didn't say that. But yeah, it's not Yisrael. The Lashon, the Mishnah is not Mashman this way. That's about the time you're holding. Right, the Lashon, the Mishnah is Mashman more like the Ritva on the Ramban Pshat. They're about to say. Rather, what's the Pshat? You don't evaluate it based on time that the Lova would have had with the money. Rather, you evaluate it based on the fact that now they're making the Lova pay. They were going to make the Lova pay 30 days, 10 years earlier, then they're making them lose 1,000 zuz, the Maisel. Right? They would have had to pay nothing at the state, but you're making them pay, so they're making them lose 1,000. So really, Imzom should have to pay 1,000. But obviously, we don't make the Imzom pay 1,000 because the Lova would have had to pay 1,000 at some point. So now it opens us up to make this Umdana and say, how much would the Lova pay now as opposed to 10 years? Let's say pay 900 today and you pay 1,000 if you got to hold on it for 10 more years to make the Imzom pay 100 because that's the amount of time they're losing. So it comes out the same way that just like according to the Torah and the Rambam, we say that you pay for the amount of timing lost. So too, you're paying for the amount of timing lost. But how does the Kasha get started? It's because it's not, you don't just look at it straight on, oh, you made a miss out on this amount of time. No, the pshat is that you're making him pay $1,000 before he ever had to pay anything. So it's a hezek of $1,000. And then, since it's not really a hezek of $1,000, then you make a cheshbon. That's why we don't have the shayla yishami or any of the other shaylas, because you're not just looking at time stam. You're saying it was mazik of $1,000, and then it's not a mazik, and then you make them.
Oh. How exactly are they equal?
How is the Ritva and Ramban going to be equal to the Torah?
They're saying at the end of the day, the amount that they're paying are equal. You said, right?
Yeah.
Between the Ramban and the Torah. How exactly
is it? Really coming to the same.
Equal?
I'm saying, at the end of the day, what's
how is the cheshbon equal?
What's the cheshbon for the Ramban and the Ritva? It's the same cheshbon. We're saying, how much would he pay today versus how much he'd pay later? So that's how much you want to hold on for a month. I pay $900 today, I pay $1,000 in 10 years.
Okay.
So what does that mean? It means holding on for the money for 10 years is worth $100. So the Torah would say the same thing. How much is it worth holding on to the money? Which is okay because you're coming on to it from the fact you're making him lose $1,000, which you wouldn't have had to lose. So a nafkamin between the two shitas, though, is that let's say you mess him over for like one day, something that, or a minute, something that would be less than a shalor pruta. We know a mazik of less than a shalor pruta, you're putter, you don't have to pay half a pruta. So according to the Torah, you'd say, you look at this time, it's not even worth a pruta, so you'd just be putter of the gamri. But according to the Ritva and Ramban, we said that you wouldn't say you're putter. Why? Because you don't look at it just, oh, look at this time, it's less than a pruta. It goes in the whole flow, right? You really make them lose 1,000, which is obviously more than a pruta. And then you cheshbon out, it's not really 1,000, but it's not just a mazik of a pruta, of less than a shava pruta. So he said that could be a nafkamina, that the Ritva and Ramban would say you pay half a pruta, but the Torah and the Rambam would say you don't pay half a pruta. So then we asked a shayla, we had left it off on a shayla, which you didn't have a shah for in this sugya. We said, this is very similar to Rav Nassan. I don't know if he chaz or the Ketzad Shaman sugya, but Rav Nassan, according to Rashi and Tosus also probably, says that, why does the man have to pay? Why do the Mizomen have to pay for the Ksuba? Because you're making the man, meaning, right, Kantor Nassan says Shan Beisha, right? What's the Cheshbon? You say, I made the man lose the entire ksuva because he wouldn't have had to pay any of the ksuva right now, but I'm making him pay the entire ksuva. So you look, it's like as if the man lost the entire ksuva. But then you say the same thing, it's the same flow, right? But then since he would have had to pay the ksuva anyway if the woman got divorced or if he died, so then you do it, then you subtract it from the full amount. But it starts off, you made him lose the full amount, and then since he's not actually losing the full amount, then you subtract a little. So that's only Rav Nassan. Rav Chisda doesn't hold it like that. Rav Chisda just says, look how much you're making the Baal lose that. So how come there's not also a machlokas of how to learn up this case over here by the...
It's a question on the Ramban, right?
It's a question on the Ramban and the Ritva, yeah. They understand the same exact way as Rav Nassan. But Maisa, there it's a machlokas. How come Rav Chisda doesn't jump in here and disagree with Rav Nassan also? And they said, it's actually Kal Chomer that they should hold it this way, right? Why? Because over there, in the case of the Ksuva, you're not necessarily even making the man miss out on the entire ksuva, because it could have been that the woman would have died, and the man actually never even lost it. So you're not even necessarily making him lose out on the entire ksuva by the case of ksuva, as opposed to here where it's 100% guaranteed, as David said, that he's going to have to end up paying us $1,000. So it's not as much. It's not as much making him lose the entire amount because he would have had to pay it anyway. But over there by ksuva, it's much more making him lose the entire ksuva because he might even have to pay it at all. Over here, we know he definitely has to pay. You're just making him pay early. So we say you make him pay the entire ksuva. But over there, you make him pay the entire loan. But over there by the ksuva, it could be they never even would have had to pay the entire ksuva now. So it's even less that you're making him lose the entire ksuva. So if Rav Nassan holds, so if there's a machlokas there in Kal Vachomer, Machlegas here. Well, that, I'm not sure that was clear, but here we go. We ended up in another one little small ha'ara we said by the to be miyashi of the Torah and the Rambam. Right, when Batal Kisoy, the Yishami, it's Pashut Shaila, the Yishami says you're Pater, over here, how could you say a chayav just for time? So maybe you can mechalik. Maybe you can mechalik that in Edom Zomen generally are more willing to make you chayav for like for a grama, like I said, for a grama type of case. As opposed to two, which is a normal case, we don't make as opposed to Vatal Kisa, the Yishama case, right, with the stockbroker, it's a normal case, it wouldn't be Mechavi for a grama. But over here, in our case, we're more likely to be Mechavi for a grama because Edom Zomen is itself a big grama. The whole thing is a grama. So generally, we're more willing to Mechavi you in case of grama, Edom Zomen. So maybe that was a pshat.
Why is Edom Zomen a big grama?
Edom Zomen is not a Maisa Hezek. It's just a grama. It's a Chiddush, the Torah says Mechavi, but it's not.
Do you work with Alma?
The Dibur Bama, yeah. Yeah. Also, I thought you could also answer for that pshat. I never thought why that was a shaila. It's completely mechav in the cases. Over here, the Edom Zomen are coming and saying, this guy, out of nowhere, no one hired these. I'm saying these Edom Zomen are just coming. It's much, Edom Zomen here are much worse than the stockbroker over there, is what I'm trying to say. Edom Zomen over here are just coming out of nowhere and saying, making the Lova lose 10 years of his loan. In the case of Yishalmi, you're hiring a stockbroker, and okay, if it doesn't pan out, it doesn't pan out, but you decide to give him the money. Here the Edom Zomen are just coming out of nowhere and being Mechavi. It makes much more sense to your putter there than your putter here. No?
Yeah.
Meir, what do you think about that? Okay, and Baiter in the Gemara, aka start the Gemara. First lashon, two lashonos, right? First lashon is against our mission, and the second lashon is a smach for our mission. The first lashon is that if you do a loan for 10 years and Shemitah is somewhere in the middle, since you're not actually paying a loan until the 10th year and Shemitah is in the 6th year, let's say, or 7th year, whatever it is, right? Do we say that the loan gets cancelled, or do we say that the loan stays up? So the first lashon says that the Shemitah cancels the loan. And the second lashon, and then therefore our Mishnah is a Shaila, because our Mishnah says that the loan is still good. Then you say that our Mishnah is Dafka Mashkon, or it's Moser Shosul based on. The second lashon is like our Mishnah, right? The Shemitah doesn't cancel the loan. The Shemitah is not happening in that year where you're supposed to pay. It's not happening in the 10th year. It's happening somewhere in the middle. Who cares what happens in the middle? So Shemitah doesn't cancel the loan. And therefore our Mishnah is a Smach, or maybe, okay. So how do we paskin? Tosfos says you paskin like the second lashon. Why? Because you have a Mishnah as a support that Shemitah wouldn't cancel the loan, and I as a pia mashmi the other way. So you change the gears of the pia to make it like our Mishnah and to make it like the second lashon. Rashi is cholik. He says go like the first lashon. Shemitah does cancel the loan that the lova gets to keep his cash. Oh,
why? Because of the
piyut? He said, because of the piyut. Also, we always like to go Lashon Rishon, he says. That's a Yisod of the Rival. You always like to go like the first Lashon.
The Rosh himself doesn't go like the first Lashon. Saying the Rosh himself doesn't go like the first Lashon. Quotes the Rival, saying, I know the Chacham that hold to the first Lashon.
Is that true?
I don't think so. I don't think he himself was.
Michal said it's true. Fine.
Call it a college.
How did I know? Okay, fine. So on the Beis Yosef Shaila. It's Hanukkah, so isn't that befitting? Beis Yosef asks the Shaila. On this pshat, we say that Shemitah doesn't cancel the loan, and it's still good. The loan is still good. Yeah, and the Lova still has to pay back the Malbet. Beis Yosef asks the Shaila. Since you have a Selvig and which Lashon to go with, we should say what? We should Pashat Paskin that the loan gets cancelled because we have a concept Mutzi Mechor Avera Olav Araya. The Malva has to bring a Raya that he actually should get the money and the Lova and that the Lova has to pay him. The guy being Tovei always has to bring the Raya. So we should just say Shemitah cancels, let the money stay where it is and Lova keeps the money. You shouldn't say, and that Shemitah does apply, right? You shouldn't say that Shemitah doesn't apply and that the Malva just gets back the money. That's not how Mutzi Mechor Olav Araya works. So we answered that we answered that really it's not a suffix and just very like direct here. It's not a suffix that, oh, dude, does the Malva get the money or not? If that was the case, then yeah, you'd say Malva doesn't get the money. But that's not the suffix. The suffix is more global. It's more just does Shemitah in general apply. It's not a suffix in Mammon. It's a suffix in the Isser of Shemitah. Do we say that Shemitah cancels loans in general? It doesn't cancel loans in general and all the other nafkamins that come along with Shemitah. It's not specific like, oh, does the Malva get the money? So therefore, you can't tie no motzi mefa there of a raya that the Malva shouldn't get the money. It's more of an overall subject regarding Shemitah in general. We could also answer, last year we said Pnei Yoshua, that whenever you have a suffix, I think we said this isn't, we don't like this, that's why Rebbe didn't say it, but we said last year that whenever you have a suffix in what the halacha is, you don't say a motzi mechavera lo baraya. You only say a motzi mechavera when it's a suffix in din, whether or not we are mechayev this guy or not mechayev this guy. You don't say, we're like making a psak halacha that you apply a motzi mechavera lo baraya. Well, nice, I think we do say that. We didn't agree with the Pnei Yoshua. The answer we said in Shir was that it's not a suffix specifically here whether or not the Malva gets the money. It's a more global suffix of just does Shemitah in general apply. And Shemitah isn't it din in Mammon, Shemitah is it din in Shemitah. So you don't say Motzi Mechavera. Okay. The last part that we're doing, part three. How much time does it take?
Just curious to see that, like the Hakel versus the Hachmer also.
Hakel versus the Hachmer.
16 minutes.
I don't know if that's the next sugya or if that was in the sugya.
The Hakel, we said that. Since Shemitah, the Rosh said, since Shemitah is only their banan, we should go Lakula. But what does that mean, right? But fine, let's just say it for now. Yeah. The Rosh says Shemitah is their banan, we go Lakula, so don't let that ruin the Chol. He's understood that. Don't go Lakula and say that the Malva should get his money back. That's why we don't apply Shemitah. You could also say the Kula opposite way, that apply Shemitah and don't mess over the Lova.
That's like the rejection.
Kula goes both ways, yeah. That's a pilpul if this kasha on that. So now we're into the sugya. Amotza shows stories of the Beis Din. So according to Rashi, he prizzle. According to Tosfos, it's not prizzle. Prizzle is the Rabbanan, Motza Shereisov is the Reis.
Rashi?
So what's Pshan Rashi? So some Achronim just get the svar out of the way. We don't want to work within this, but it's an interesting svar. The summary should understand Rashi. It doesn't mean Prozbil is most Ashtrosa. Prozbil is the right, Prozbil is the Rabban, like Tosa said. So we said for Rashi that maybe the Durban of Prozbil is like based off of the Dereisa of most Ashtrosa of Bezim. It's like the Durbanan branch off of most Ashtrosa. That's not actually a Dereisa. It's really Rashi isn't arguing with Tosa. That's how some Achronim on the Ashi for Rashi. We're not going to go that way. Amaiso, we hold Rashi says. Rashi says that it's deraisa, whatever that means. Fine. Not only is it deraisa, but also is deraisa. What comes out from it is also deraisa, because Rashi says over here, "Eimach mitin de lo kriyim be lo yigos shere into ve'akolam." He says it's not a problem of lo yigos, right? The deraisa problem of the malva coming and grabbing the money from the loba. We say lo yigos is not allowed to grab it. Shmita canceled the loan. And this prosbol, this derban prosbol, is getting you, which I guess Rashi doesn't understand, is derban is getting you out of this problem deraisa. And no longer Pamelo Egos. And on the other side, we have the Rambam, who says that no, Prozbul's Darabon, and he's like Tosfos, right? The Prozbul's Darabon, we don't have to get into it more, but he says it can't be Docha the Daraisa, Prozbul only works when Shemitah's Darabonon, and because Prozbul's only Darabonon, and not like Rashi that it gets rid of Lo Egos, it only works when Shemitah's Darabon, and then it can be Docha, fine. And the Rambam, he says, much more stubborn, seemingly, right? Because the Gemara and Gittin seems to be saying the first, that Hillel came, he's metaking the Prozbul Darabonon. What's the flow of the Gemara? We say, it used to be Shemitah's Deraisa. And then we lost the Kedushas Ha'aretz since Shemitah went away. Then not only did Shemitah Ha'aretz went away, but also Shemitah and Ksafim went away. So there's no more Shemitah. Then the Rabbanan came and were attacking Shemitah on the Rabbanan level. And the Hill was Doche that with the Prozbul. The Hill said, don't say Shemitah Derabbanan because then people aren't going to do loans, so then you make the Prozbul. But his Prozbul, in the Pashas of Gemara, his principle is just coming to get rid of the Derban Shemitah. But had it been the Raisa Shemitah, it wouldn't work. So then the Gemara there asked, how could it be, forget Hillel's principle for a second, how could it be that we even reenacted Shemitah Derban in the first place? Why are we just going to establish Shemitah and what gave us the right to do that? He said, we're not really being attacking something so fumar, Abai says. All you're doing is a Sheviata, say, right? You're saying, Ruvain, the Lova has money from the Malda. and then apply Shemitah and just let the money stay there. It's a Shevi Atas. You're not saying, oh, make the lova, pay them off. It's like, hey, you're just saying let the money just stay there. So really, it's a passive decision by the Chachamim to say that you apply Shemitah, not a Chama thing. So that's why they're able to apply Shemitah. Then Rava comes with a different Pshat. Rava says Pshat that he's definitely answering this Shaila, right? So first let's just get it out of the way. He's definitely answering this Shaila of how they could establish Shemitah and Dura Banan Lava. He explains that Hefker Basin and Hefker Basin can do whatever they want with the money. Money's in Basin's, now with the principle, the money's in, forget the principle, sorry. Now Basin can do whatever they want with the money, so they want to say that loans get cancelled, Basin can say loans get cancelled. Basin has a special call for regarding Mamun to do whatever they want. So we definitely said the Hefker Basin Hefker, Rava's answer is coming to answer that. The Shaila was, is Hefker Basin Hefker also coming to explain the Prusbul of Hillel? Right? So we said according to the Rambam, we don't have to say it's coming to explain the Prusbul of Hillel. The Rambam just holds that Prusbul is Darabanan, Shkayach, he made a Tikkun Darabanan, and you don't really have to say that. You could just say Hefker Basin Hefker is coming to explain why we were able to mutake in Shemitah on a Darabanan. But according to Rashi, he doesn't say this. Right? Rashi over there says that whether or not Shemitah, not only is there an answer to the Shaila why we're attacking Shemitah Derabana, but also whether, even if you don't hold like Rebbe that Shemitah is Derabana, you really hold Shemitah still Daraisa, still you could say that the Prozbul of Hillel to Hefker Bezen Hefker is even Docha the Daraisa. So nice. So how do we fit this Rashi with other Rashi's? And Rashi over here said that Moshe Shosel Beis Din, aka Prozbul, aka Hillel's Tikkun, is coming to get rid of Lo Yigos, right? It's coming to get rid of the Rice Lo Yigos. And then over there in Gittin, we're saying that it's a Din Hefker Beis Din Hefker, it's not a deraisa then. It's not most sure so we have in the Torah. It's deraisa. The Hefker Beis Din Hefker is not deraisa. It's derabanan, right? And it's working through that. So that's not only deraisa derabanan, but just two totally different svaras of how we get there. So how do we put these rashis together? How do we make rashi shtem? What is it? Is Hefker Beis Din Hefker derabanan, or is it it's getting rid of lo yigos because of Moshe Shtarosa of deraisa? They give two mahachim. The first mahachim didn't like as much. It was the Tyrus Zroim, the bar mitzvah gift, right? It just says two dinim and Shemitah's ksafim. There's two parts. Once Shemitah comes and it cancels the loan. What does that mean it cancels the loan? So there's two different aspects. It cancels, there's an isser that the malva is not allowed to take the money from the loveh. And also there's just a matias on the mamon that he's not allowed to take the mamon. But one is there's an isser to do it, one he just can't get the mamon. And those are the two different aspects of when Shemitah comes, what the malva can't do from the loveh. So when Ashi's talking about Hefker Beis Din Hefker, that's talking about the mamon aspect. The Ezen has the right to not allow the Malva to take the money from the Lova because they control all Mamun and therefore Malva can take it from the Lova. That's how everybody's in Africa. Then Prusbul also, it has two functions. It does that, it makes Beis Din be able to control and not the Malva take it, but also has another function that gets rid of the problem of Lo Yigos. It gets rid of the problem of Lo Yigos. Gets rid of the problem of Lo Yigos. Right, that the Malva is allowed to take the money from the Lova and is no longer an Isser. So yeah, again, one, Mamun aspect, Hefker Beis Din Hefker, that Beis Din could do whatever they want with the money and they could make the Lova pay the Malva, the Mamun aspect, the Malva is allowed to take the money from the Lova. And then there's the Isser aspect, that there's no Isser also. I mean, he can't just get the money but he's also over an Isser. No, there's also no Isser of Lo Yigos because the Prozbul also does that aspect. So when Rashi's talking about Lo Yigos, he's talking about the Isser. He's talking about Hefker Beis Din Hefker, he's talking about the Mamun. But yes, like, if you just look at the Gemaras, it's not, yes, in the Torah's realm, it's not mashma that when Rashi talks about Lo Yigos, like that's talking about the Isra aspect, and when we're talking about Hefker Beis Din Hefker, that's talking about the Mamon aspect. It just doesn't seem like how the Gemara's are flowing. That's first of all. Second of all, our Gemara is not, our Gemara, right? Okay, that Gemara in Gittin, it covers both. Rashi talks about Lo Yigos, and it talks about Hefker Beis Din Hefker. So maybe you can say over there about Gittin, that is what Rashi has in mind. That he's talking about Mamon, he's talking about the Isra. Fine, but in our Gemara, he doesn't say the words Hefker Beis Din Hefker once. He's strictly talking about the problem of Lo Yigos. So how is Rashi incorporating the Mamon aspect? He's only bothered by the Isser here? So that's why, yes, the Torah's Ram doesn't really fit with our Gemara. It doesn't really answer the Shaila. We're only talking about Luis, only bothered by the Isser here.
So why can't we just say our Gemara is only concerned about the Isser, it's not concerned about the Mamon?
Right, so we said that. So we said that maybe you can Yashiv, Rebbe didn't love this job, but he said maybe you can Yashiv that our Gemara is only bothered by Lo Yigos because what's our Gemara? The case in Gittin is talking about the Shemitah here, it's Shemitah right now. So We need to work out both problems, taking the money, and we need to work out the Yisr problem. But in our Gemara over here, it's not the Shemitah year. We're talking about giving a loan and Shemitah somewhere in the middle of the loan period, and then loans at the end of, 10 years when it's not Shemitah. So maybe we don't have to talk about Hefker and Hefker being giving the money to different people during Shemitah. We can just talk about overall, does the Itzer of Shemitah apply? Does low Yigo supply? And we're not worried about specifically the Mamon Hefker and Hefker aspect of it. So that's how maybe you could say that, that's why Rashi doesn't talk about Hefker Beis and Hefker in our Gemara. But still, every now and then. Ah, second answer, second half. Herman, I'm going to need your help over here with your little weird shot that I'm hearing from Zach. So let's see what you have to say. The Mishnah in Shvius.
Second to last Mishnah in
Shvius. Explains the protocol of when the Lova wants to pay back the Malva. He says that the Lova comes and says, I want to pay you back. The Malva can't just accept the money. He has to say, you know, Shemitah came, the loan is gone. So the Malva says, no, Apple Pekin, I want to pay, then he can accept it. That's the protocol. The next mission also says that there's an Indian, it's a Midas Chasidus to have the that this Midas Chasidus that the Lova should pay back the Malva. It's a nice thing to do. So that's one way. You already see it. There's still Shaychus even after Shemitah. The loan's not totally gone. There's still a Shaychus that the Malva has to the loan. And then Rishonim argue what exactly that Shaychus is based on these Mishnayot. So Rashi says pretty strongly that the Lova really could demand to a certain extent the money back. He could keep fighting him until the Lova says fine, I'll pay until he agrees, and he can keep going. Until he gives it as a matana, he said. And then the Rosh asks on this that there's no way you could force a person that strongly, because if you're forcing someone to give a matana, it's a steer, right? A matana is something that someone wants to give. You can't force someone to give a matana. Right. And then the other two separate points. That's one is matana, and the second point is that it's makar, the whole point of Shemitah. If you could just force someone to give you the money anyway, then what is Shemitah even doing? But also, you can't even consider a matana because if your force is going to give matana, that's just gzela. I mean, that's not matana. It's fine. They're like two separate shadows. So Rashi gives
a point that Rabbi made, I think, was that the Rush's question, what was the Pasha question the Rush could have asked? The Pasha question the Rush could have asked was, is you're forcing somebody to, I guess, give you something that he doesn't necessarily want to give, which obviously isn't considered a good matana.
Mm-hmm.
But Rabbi made a point that the Rush specifically didn't ask that question. He's going to move it back later from the fact that he didn't ask that question. But it was side point. Side point. Keep that in mind.
So the Rush understands it, that what does it mean? What kind of sheikhs does a Malva still have to the loan? And he says that he's like, ask him nicely. Ask the Lova nicely for the loan back. We can't force him. Ram says just converse with him until he's willing to pay it back. Not as strong. But Ram's more Rashi, even past Rashi, he goes all the way with it. He says that when Shemitah comes, it basically does nothing. It's more just a recommendation to the Lova. Just a recommendation to the Malva that he should be Mocha alone. Don't ask for the loan anymore. That's what Shemitah does. But it's not a real strong like ending the loan. It's more just like, hey, Malva, now maybe it's time to stop asking for the loan. Shemitah came. It's very light. That's the chiddush of the Reim. Now most people don't agree with the Reim, and also doesn't really the Gemara. The Reim has to be lopped off of the Gemara a little bit. The Gemara seems more strong that the loan is canceled to an extent. He doesn't really want to say it's canceled. So maybe you could say Rashi is just a step lower, but still close to the Reim, right? That what does it mean that Shemitah comes? It means that there's no more koch atfilah to an extent. The Malva can't come with a gun to the Lova's head and say, you have to pay me, you have to pay me. But the chov is still there, right? There is still some kind of chiyuv. Whether or not the Malva could demand it, if the Lova were to pay the Malva, that chiyuv would still be chal to an extent. You'd still be mekayim alone. It wouldn't be a matana, right? So that's how we answer the shallows of the Rosh and Rashi. It's not, there can't be a matana when you force the guy to pay. It's not a matana. You're forcing the guy to pay, and then he's meaning kayim shmitah. It's not just a stam gift. He's fulfilling the mitzvah of shmitah, so that's why you could still force him to pay.
That is the Midas Chasidus,
and it's not a problem that you're forcing to pay matana. It's not matana. You're actually fulfilling the chov. Like the Rambam says, the chov is still there. Rashi could agree that the chov is still there. Shvayach, you can't force him to pay, but if he does pay, or even if you push him to pay, it's not a matana. You're actually fulfilling the payment of chiyuv, the payment of shmit, of the loan.
What's the ego's thing?
So all ego's cuts you off to a certain extent. You can't really force him. You don't have a full koch atfiyah like you would have had before shmita.
So,
but
Rashi,
now after Shemitah, the chov is still there, just the koch atfiyah goes away.
So, what does Rashi mean when he says you could be tola him on eight?
the Tolem.
Or Rashi says that. Or
what? You getting your time?
Yeah, Rashi's.
Rashi says something about Tola on 8.
Yes, because Rava said in the Gemara that you're able to be Tola him. Right? If the guy comes to you, and then the Malva is able to be Tola.
Right, right.
So what exactly does that mean? And that was the discussion of the Rosh, the Rambam, and Rashi. And Rashi's interpretation of Tola is that you're literally able to take him and hang him on a tree.
Right.
So at that point, I guess what they're asking is, how is that not over
on the
Eagles? You can't go further than that.
Remember, there is further, and you can't go
further. No. Far.
No, I mean, you still
you
can't.
You just physically put him on the eight.
You still can't claim it from him, though. He still has to give it to you as a matana. Like, that's what the Gemara said. Like,
yeah, you can't be toughest. I mean, you could force him.
You're basically forcing him.
But you can't be tovei. I mean, you can't
stealing.
Stealing
is a different thing.
Oh, it's stealing, I guess.
Sort of saying, Darim and Lee. You literally take it from him.
Right, you have to convince him, like, yeah.
Right, that's what tefiyah means. Tefiyah means you could just take it.
So, you could push him.
You could push him, I guess. Yeah, that's probably. You could push him as far as you want, but you can't just take it from his.
So the literal translation of lo yugos forcing is not really a good translation.
It's only on tefiyah. No, it is.
That is. It's not going on tefiyah. You can't force him by taking it.
You could force him with words also.
Force him with words. You can't force him by taking it. Okay. Yeah, here.
Okay.
Right. So, I have to tie back in. You have anything to say here?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was thinking.
How's that tie back in? So, the way I understood it is that was really, that whole thing isn't, I think people got confused by this, unless I'm just totally off. I think people got confused by that whole little mahalach we just gave. Michal, I gotta correct me if I'm wrong. That little mahalach we just gave. That wasn't totally connected to the answer. That was more aga. I think it's going to come out more maybe later on in the next sugya. But I don't think for this sugya it was super necessary to say the pshat that we're about to say. I think it was more just
it's a little bit of a side point.
I think so. So just the pshat is that however much you take the extent of what lo yigos is, however you're going to apply it, whether that's talking more than talking to him nicely or more than whatever it is, more than what the permitted amount is when you're going to be over lo yigos, according to Rashi, we said being toveya, if that's the pshat, right, whatever more than the lo yigos is, that iser is going to go away once you do a pros, once you do moser shtrosel based on, because now it's no longer the malve demanding the money from the lova. The way that this whole loan was made is that you gave the shtros to based on. It's not based on sin. It's not the malve demanding it from lova. It's malve demanding from based on. There's no lo yigos on that. Lo yigos is only when the malve demands from the lova. So that's the flow, right? Now there's no longer lo yigos. That's what Rashi keeps saying. Oh no, Moshe Shteres Lubezin, no more lo yigos, right? Why? Because the Malva is not demanding from Lova anymore. Now the stuff's in Bezdin, and lo yigos only applies to the Malva that is going over the line to the Lova himself. So now there's no longer lo yigos. Fine. So why would you need Hefker Bezdin Hefker? So we said that Hefker Bezdin Hefker. So now the money is in Bezdin's hands, right? And maybe you could say that it's even worse now that it's in Bezdin's hands, right? Because Bezdin, maybe Shemitah just totally canceled the thing in Bechal. We said that even after Shemitah, according to the, let's go Chomer, according to Rashi and the Urim, right? After Shemitah, it doesn't really do that much. Still, you could be Tovei, you just can't be Tavasa from his backyard, but still, you could force him, you could push him, still there's a Chiyah. But once maybe you move it over to Bezdin, maybe Haki even gets even worse, right? Like now Shemitah really would just cancel it. There's no more Koach HaTzvir from Bezdin. So we said that in Achinami, but now that's in Bezdin's hands, is a totally new function. It's working through Hefker, Bezdin, Hefker. It's saying that, yeah, there's no more Koach HaTzvir and you're fulfilling the Chol, but it's just a totally different kind of loan now. Now Bezdin just do whatever they want with the loan, with the special Hefker, Bezdin, Hefker, and they could just give the money over to the mouth. So again, the flow is like this. You can't go over the line once Shemitah comes because of lo yigos. So you give the money to Bezdin with the most restraints of the Bezdin. Beautiful. No more problem with lo yigos. Aye, but now it's in Bezdin's hands. Shemitah comes. Is the loan going to get canceled? Because it's in Bezdin's hands. Shemitah comes, Hakam is not going to get cancelled. So maybe it would get cancelled, but it's not even working for that anymore. It's not working through the Chol of Shemitah and through their Koach HaTfiyah, however far that is. It's just working through Hefker, Bezdin, Hefker, and Bezdin can move the money to wherever they want, and they could just give the money over to the Malbe. That's what I understand. And we said it's very Meduyak
in Rashi. The point is that you might have a hobby to think that the Koach HaTfiyah for the Malbe transferred over to the Bezdin. So it's just like the Koach.
Yeah.
The Kamash one is that Hefker, Bezdin, Hefker, that the Koach HaTfiyah didn't transfer over, therefore, Shemitah is not going to cancel out that Koach HaTfiyah once it's in Bezdin's hands. That's what Hefker, Bezdin, Hefker is coming to do for us.
Yaakov did not transfer over.
Yeah, that's the point of Hefker Beis and Hefker.
But it's working through a different malach. It's Hefker Beis and Hefker, and now they could just transfer the money. And that's how. I don't have Rashi. You have Rashi Lamed Zion.
Yeah.
I don't have it in front of me, but
it says it's
Meduyik because it's not Mishik Zekcha. The Tafsir label again. It's called Hefker Beis Nefker, and Rashi explains what's Hefker Beis Nefker. What does it do? Hefker and Hefker, so that's you just explain that's Hefker Beis Nefker. Like it's Hefker, and they can do whatever they want. The Galim Ma'avel Lekrim Beis Loigus. There's no longer primarily Yigus because it goes from being in the Lovas hands to being in Beis's hands. So Loigus is no longer a problem. So now it's in Bezen's hands, and now it's Hefker, Hefker, Bezen can do whatever they want. But that's the flow of how this works. Hefker and Hefker, Vigalim, Mav, Lukrim, Bele, Yigus. It's in Bezen's hands, so it's no longer primarily Yigus. And now Hefker, Bezen, Hefker could do its thing and take care of the rest. That's all I have to say. Yeah. Stop.
Just hit ladder, we'll stop it soon.
Stop.
Are you kidding? I'll do it next week, too.
Are you going to send that time?